talk about his paper, which was about James Madison and Patrick Henry's battle over the ratification of the Constitution in Virginia during the years of 1787 and 1788. So let's start with I think it would be fitting to start with you giving a general overview of your paper for the listeners to get some context. So go ahead.
Sure. Well, first off, you know, Megan, thanks for having me. I'm really looking forward to this podcast together. So basically, my paper, like you said, concerns the battle over ratification in Virginia in 1787 and 1788, and with an emphasis on Patrick Henry and James Madison, because they kind of informally led their respective factions. So James Madison was a Federalist, and Patrick Henry was an Anti-Federalist, the Federalists being in support of ratification, and the Anti-Federalists, for the most part, being opposed to ratification. So there was also a third party, which makes things a little more complicated. Some Federalists supported ratifications with the addition of a Bill of Rights to protect individual liberties. But basically, the main arguments were that the Anti-Federalists believed that this new Constitution would give, you know, too much power to a central authority, too much power away from the people. And they really feel another tyrannical government that they fought, you know, just 12 years prior to get away from, where the Federalists believe that the Constitution was necessary to prevent, you know, this tyranny. They believed that the people shouldn't have as much power and it should be more of a central authority, because they saw, you know, the weakness of the Articles of Confederation, you know, which didn't work. So basically, the proceedings at the convention, the arguments that were made revolved around these two differing factions, and, you know, both sides were right and both sides were wrong. We can get into that a little more towards the end of the podcast. But yeah.
That's a lot more than I knew. So why did you choose this topic? What led you to be interested in this?
So I'm really interested in, like, the founding of the nation. You know, obviously America is one of the best countries in the world, and it's extremely impressive. It's kind of hard to articulate how impressive what these founding fathers accomplished was. So originally I really wanted to focus on, like, you know, would the founding fathers be proud of where we are as a nation today? But I quickly found out that it's very hard to answer that question due to a multitude of reasons. So I kind of simplified that question and more focused on the two opposing factions and their vision for this new nation, and again, then could kind of develop my own ideas of, does that vision fit where we are today? And although I didn't focus my paper on, you know, where we are in 2019, it was what I researched, I was able to, you know, for myself, just figure out if that vision came to fruition or not.
I can absolutely see why you chose this now. How did your thesis evolve throughout the paper?
So my original thesis at the beginning of the paper was the Federalists won ratification, spoiler alert, because of James Madison and his forward thinking, and that Patrick Henry kind of had an archaic vision of America that was kind of outdated and he wasn't up with the times. My thesis originally was going to focus on, you know, James Madison as some sort of intellectual and political and all this, like, kind of hero. But as I began doing more research, I realized that James Madison, although he was a highly, highly intellectual and forward-thinking individual, that, you know, he wasn't the savior of America, and that the Anti-Federalists had a multitude of great points, and that without the Anti-Federalists, you know, the United States that we know today and the Constitution that we know today would look very different. So my thesis kind of evolved in the sense that I had to give a lot more credit to Patrick Henry and the Anti-Federalists, and I had to stop giving credit to James Madison and the Federalists where it wasn't necessarily due, and really look at the facts instead of looking at what I had in my mind.
Okay, yeah. So segueing from that to your research, what were the best sources that you utilized throughout your paper?
Yeah, so I was very fortunate. I picked a topic in which there was no shortage of sources whatsoever.
There are so many.
I actually ran into a problem where I kind of felt like there was too many sources. So it was like narrowing down which sources I wanted to use. So kind of want to divide it into three different categories. So the best book that I found and that I utilized was by Pauline Meyer, and it's called The Ratification, The People Debate the Constitution. And this was very useful because it went extremely, extremely in depth of like the first day of the debates to the last day, and like anything you wanted answered, it had it in that book. So that was a great secondary source, as well as I guess a primary source that kind of gave me a general overview of the convention. A more narrow view that I utilized that was very helpful of like the political ideology between the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists was Lance Banning's Founding Visions, the Ideas, Individuals, and Intersections that Created America, as well as John Kukla's A Spectrum of Sentiments, Virginia's Federalists, Anti-Federalists, and the Federalists Who Were For Amendments. And these sources really helped me captivate the ideas of the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists, how they arrived at those ideas, you know, what their visions were, and kind of, yeah, pretty much, yeah, those sources were awesome. And then finally, you know, this paper wouldn't be nothing without primary sources, and the best primary sources I utilized were The Essential Debate of the Constitution, Federalist and Anti-Federalist Speeches and Writings, The Brilliant Battles That Shaped the Nation, and that was by Robert Allison and Bernard Balin. And then Federalist and Anti-Federalist Debate Over Ratification of the Constitution by John Kaminsky and Richard Leffler. And these two primary sources were all, you know, transcripts and proceedings from the debates, from the convention, you know, writings between different individuals, different delegates, writings to themselves. And these sources really utilized me to get a direct sense of what these men's thought process were and what they truly believed, because, you know, they wrote it themselves. It's not being interpreted by someone else. So though I relied on those two primary sources heavily throughout my paper.
It's great that you had so many sources available. So what is the most important takeaway from the paper as a whole?
Yeah, so as I was writing this this paper, I was kind of, you know, thinking to myself, you know, what do I want that main takeaway to be? And honestly, from writing this paper, it really made me realize the magnitude of what these men accomplished. You know, Virginia was the most populous state. It was the most important state. It was home to the most impressive cast of delegates. You know, you had George Washington, James Madison, Patrick Henry, Jefferson, Edmund Randolph, so many great individuals that came from Virginia. Like, they had so much pull and influence in all of the colonies. But like the magnitude of what they were able to accomplish, you know, reading through the debates, you know, how they came to a consensus, it really showed the importance of collaboration and compromise to produce the best possible result. And I think that in today's times, you know, that compromise and collaboration between two different factions is also, you know, lost. It's not as prevalent as it was. And I think that it's important to keep in mind that these men had the most bittering of differences, yet they put their differences aside to create a document that has survived for over 200 years. A quote that I used in my paper by Patrick Henry was, after he realized he was going to lose ratification, he said, quote, "If I shall be in the minority, I shall have those painful sensations which arise from a conviction of being overpowered in a good cause. Yes, I will be a peaceable citizen," end quote. And what that basically means is that he realized that he had lost. You know, he was upset that he lost, but he realized that democracy had won and he was going to respect democracy and he would move on with his political career, and still fight for what he believed in, but accept the results of the convention. I think that is an important reminder that everyone should take away from this paper, that, you know, these men essentially created democracy for what we know it is today. And if they could put their differences aside and come to a compromise and a solution, that we can do the same today. So, yeah, I think that's the main takeaway.